Outro?
It's the intro.
Outro?
It's the intro, Billy.
The what?
This is the intro to the podcast. This is when we say hello to everybody.
Intro. 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 Start again.
Hello there.
Outro.
Yeah, we all know you listen to this for me, not Billy. So
That's how they sausage. Yeah.
What sort of saying is that?
Well, sausage roll.
That's how they sausage roll.
Yeah. So you roll.
Yeah, but you can't call a slang word if the word is in the actual word.
Yeah, but you say, you know, it's how a sausage roll. It's how a sausage.
You're not going to say I want to go up them apple and stairs.
It's abbreviating a sentence.
This guy won't go up them apple and stairs.
It's like you writing,
I ain't got a Scooby Clue. Pick up the dog and phone.
No,
it doesn't work that way.
No, because it's just abbreviating a sentence.
Yeah, but sausage on its own isn't sausage roll. Sausage roll is two words.
Yeah, but you just, you sell sausage.
You should say we're going on the dump. That's how I work.
I'm not going on the dump. What are you talking about?
Jamie Carr, motherfucker.
What are you talking about?
Hey, you started going to talk crazy.
That's how I Scooby Clue.
No, rubbish. I was saying that's what you're not supposed to say. Because it wouldn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
Oh, fuck off. Leave life.
Oh.
Starting early.
Man, you are starting early. Fucking leave life. You son of a bitch. No, even the podcast hasn't started yet. You're telling me to die.
Welcome, people, to the podcast. The podcast with the most cast.
The podcast with the most cast.
The podcast with the most cast.
Pop, 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 yeah.
Two idiots sitting at a microphone talking absolute shit for a certain amount of time.
Yep.
None of it makes sense. No one cares.
No one listens. I care.
I don't listen half the time, and you'll probably notice that during it when he's talking and I don't say nothing. And then when he does finish talking, I just go, yeah. Yeah, Bill, that's right, yeah, mate. Yeah, yeah. Have another drink, mate. Yeah, put your dick away, mate. We got company.
I don't know, to be honest, I prefer Cadbury's cream eggs, to be honest.
20 past 10. But yeah, we've got an exciting edition of the podcast.
Yep.
Oh, I've got an edition. Episode.
Well, yes.
What have we got coming up, Bill?
I don't know, it's a bit of
I can't remember.
Trailer breakdown, it's like a podcast breakdown.
Podcast breakdown. He broke down and he got brought back to life with a pair of flip flops and crocodile clips. And yeah, so today's podcast, we have news about.
That was the.
It was before that. We're going to record that and send it out. Send it to charity, man.
I don't think charity would take that.
Fucking they're taking.
No, they wouldn't. They'd be like, you know what? You've offended.
We will pay you.
You are free.
We will pay you not to pay us.
Yes.
We'll just pay some money. Let's do it.
Let's do that.
We have some X Factor news.
X Factor news.
Yeah. Some great news about the X Factor. You'll probably know about it, but we don't care. We're going to talk about it anyway. In our own weird way. Because Billy's like, how come I've used the X Factor?
Yeah, but we did, you know, and we had a cunt covered.
It was very
no nominations. It was just a bam. You are a cunt.
Yeah. We ain't going to say who it is. You got to listen.
It's okay.
Good.
Okay, we're only 3 minutes and 50. 6 seconds in. Alright. If you carry on listening, then, you know, you've got to find that out. Okay.
You might agree, you might not, but at the end of the day, we won't really go.
Yep. There were some other people in there that could have gone up for nomination.
Maybe.
But, you know, they just made shit songs.
They did. But then also, what else we talked about? We also talked about.
We had a trailer breakdown.
Trailer breakdown? A crazy little film.
Yeah, so.
Billy kind of got a little bit offended by it.
Yeah.
Kind of went on for this shit. What the fuck is shit?
Witch bitches.
Yeah. We've got to talk about the witches.
The witches.
Remember the witches?
I remember the witches.
Got a little bit of Rude Box by Rob Williams.
Pony.
Deep game face cost less. Jackson looks a mess. Check your Rude Box.
See, I can listen to that.
Yeah?
I could listen to that. I couldn't listen to that.
Number one there.
Robbie Williams.
Right there. Podcast number one.
Yeah, I could listen to what you've just done there. Yeah, man.
We've got some good movie news this week. Actual proper movie stories.
Yeah. I say stories.
Actual proper up-to-date ones. You know, you've got to remember American Pie. If you remember American Pie, listen on.
Listen on. Not porn.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's all we're going to say for that.
That's it, yeah, no more.
Yeah.
That's a teaser, that's five.
Yeah. You're going to get poked in the eye.
19, 20 seconds, 21 seconds, 22 seconds.
We've got an Arnie classic that's being remade. We've got some breaking casting news for it.
Can't believe they made Jingle All The Way.
Jingle All The Way 2. Hey. It's Sinbad. Remember Sinbad?
I love Sinbad.
He was great with
it. Fucking hero, I swear. When I hear Sinbad, I just think, Genie in a Bottle.
Genie in a Bottle?
Genie in a Bottle? Genie in a fucking little flask, whatever he was in.
What are you talking about?
Sinbad. Which reminds me, it's a genie name. Which reminds me of a genie.
I actually think the Sinbad, the actor.
Yeah, I know Sinbad, Houseguest, the actor, but...
Well, he's talking about the shark attacking the... As the guts.
He doesn't have it, does he?
You remember that bit?
I don't remember that. What's that from?
Houseguest.
Huh?
It's good. You loved it, we used to watch it all the time.
No, we watched the other one, man. Where they'd done the carpool.
No, he's not in, we filmed just before, Billy. Sinbad's not in carpool. He's in Houseguest.
Who's in carpool?
Tom Arnold.
He's not even black.
If you listen back to a previous podcast ages ago, I think we did one where you turned around and said, yeah, I love carpool. I was like, he's not in carpool. He went, he is in carpool. It's like tomorrow. He went, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, there you go, in one ear, out the other.
Yeah, because there's not much to go through. It just goes straight through like an hour.
You know, you ain't got to pay congestion charge, tolls, nothing. It's the quickest motorway.
Man of earwigs that go through his ear, they're like, Jesus!
That's why they're in that. They're like, what's the point hanging around? There's nothing to see here.
Yeah, I'm going out of here.
Fuck this shit.
So, yeah, enjoy the podcast. And we are going to leave you with. We're going to do this like every week now.
Yeah, we've got a little.
It's random. It doesn't make any difference to anything that's going to happen. But, you know, we all like a bit of nostalgia, don't we, Bill?
Yes.
We like old stuff used to watch on telly. Every time you hear an old theme, you're like, oh, I remember that.
Takes me back. Do 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 do, take me back.
Do 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 do, take me back.
Do 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 do,
take me back.
I don't know any more lyrics, but that's a Rocky song.
Is it? Yeah, that's number one again.
What did he say with the bums?
You're a bum!
Oh yeah, it's a Rocky!
You're a bum!
Do 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 do,
take me back.
Do 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 do. And then you see Sylvester Stallone try and sing while he's in bed with his lady.
Do 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 do, take me back.
Do 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 do
do do do do, take me back. Adrian, I got to do something for you.
You like the do 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 do.
Imagine Elton.
Adrian,
TK Maxx costs less. Jackson looks a mess. It's a wood box. But I'm just thinking back to last week when we had that
Friends Forever. I love that song.
Remember that? That was a great song. Saved by the Bell.
Man, that
took me back. Do you remember the Saved by the Bell theme?
I remember the Saved by the Bell.
I'm going to play it out into the beginning of the podcast.
Into the beginning, so we're playing in but out.
We're playing it in, mate. We're playing out in. We're playing out and in. We're playing this out in. Does that make sense? Plan this out in.
Yes.
We're going to live life, not leave life.
That's what we're doing.
That's what you've got to do. So, everyone remembers this. So, enjoy the podcast, people.
Bye-bye.
It's alright.
Him in the mirror, no one blames me. Riding low in my chair, and she won't know that I'm there. If I can handle it in tomorrow, it'll be alright. It's alright, just I'm safe by the bell. For the moment, we're trying it.
Martin.
Hear me at the back?
I can hear you at the back. Can you hear me at the front?
No.
Okay. Hello, Billy.
Hello, Adam.
Right. Movie news.
I already said hello. You opened the door. I've been here like 3 hours.
Sit there, guys.
Say hello.
It's closing the door,
say
man.
Hello, Billy.
Hello, Billy.
Hello, Billy.
Right, movie news, man. Movie news.
Right,
this is like worldwide, international movie news.
Yep.
Right. Just going to read it to you.
Not just local movie news.
Move news from international borders.
There you go. Borders, so this is a foreign movie.
Yeah, well, let me read it, and you'll understand.
Right, okay.
You want to read it?
It's not an English film, then.
Chinese 3D porn movie has a bigger opening day than Avatar. Seriously? Hong Kong audiences and a few centre of Asian visitors from the mainland, obviously China.
Yeah.
You can't do a lot of things in China. North Korea, imagine North Korea.
Well.
Have turned to the Chinese film 3D Sex and Zen, Extreme Ecstasy. A stereoscopic porn. Yeah, it's a 3D film. Why do they call it 3D? Well, 3D.
Because you can, you know, you can be filmed in 3D or you can be made 3D.
It's filmed in 3D.
Yeah.
That young man who befriends a duke and enters the world of royal orgies. And he says, in your face.
Literally.
Box office smash. $2.78 million Hong Kong dollars on its opening day last week. Doesn't really sound a lot, but I suppose in China, that's quite big.
How much is a Hong Kong dollar?
It beats the previous record held by Avatar.
Beats it off.
This is it. Perhaps Cameron should have left in the ponytail fucking. The 3D porn. Would you want to watch 3D porn?
Yeah, we are. Give it a go.
Would there be any point?
Yeah, it's in your face, you know.
In your face.
In your face.
I don't really get it, to be fair. I really don't. What's the point of 3D porn?
You know, first I'd have to go and buy a 3D TV, right? Because I'm not going to watch 3D porn.
In the cinema?
In a cinema.
But this is what they're doing, they're watching
it in
the cinema.
You know, there's some weirdos out there. I'm not one to reach down with pens in public, but you know.
Well.
I think in you know.
Not after the warning you got.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's not talk about it.
Inside KFC.
McDonald's.
But they saw this at the cinema. But I'm just reading it. It's like, okay, so it made 2.78 million more, beat the record held by Avatar. That doesn't sound like a lot. So it makes you wonder whether
anyone. That's in a day.
Go. Oh, yeah, that's true.
How much did Avatar make? Does it say? Is there a comparison?
2.63 million.
Oh, well.
So it beat it by not that much, but it still beat it. And I suppose in Avatar, they're looking at all the 3D.
Beat it by an hour long motorway breakdown.
What are you talking about?
Well, we saw earlier that when a motorway, there's a breakdown, gets closed down, it costs £1 million.
An hour! Stick so on a crash on a motorway.
Yep.
Selfish bastards.
You've just cost £1 million worth of damages, at least. There you go, and that's what it's done.
What would you want from a 3D film?
From a 3D film or
3D porn film? Not 3D film, 3D porn film.
What I want from a 3D porn film?
Yeah.
I don't know, the ability to film rather than just see.
So you want to touch it?
Yeah.
See, it's going to America.
Of course it's going to America.
It's going to America.
Is it is it Japanese porn or is it American porn?
It's Chinese. Oh, it's all Chinese.
Sorry, it's Chinese porn.
No American money. America just want to watch it.
Is it Chinese people?
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
Got a bootleg. Got a bootleg.
Bootleg.
You got a bootleg for this.
No. Bootleg motherfucker.
I wouldn't have that. I ain't got a 3D telly. Actually, you can get it online for a couple of minutes. And how long was the film going to be? 90 minutes?
Fucking hell. Who's
how many people walks out after 10 minutes?
Yeah, 2 minutes. Come on.
Well, they don't want to get off track.
I finished 10 minutes ago. Are you ready?
Then to let it dry.
Who's going to ask their mate to go down there as well? There's no film, mate. We're going to check it out. What is Westminster?
Freddy Porn.
Yeah, faces on.
Tears in your face. The walk out with black eyes.
That is when you'll find out dark secrets about your family, didn't you?
What?
Well, it's going to, you know, I could be sitting next to you. I think this is my pal Ed, which can see him watch a film. There you go, bam, whop your cock out. What's this all about?
What am I whopping my cock out for?
Well, that's it, I don't know, you could do that.
Why would you take me to see a 3D film, a 3D porn film, and not expect me to get your dick out?
But not expect you to get your dick out.
Like,
I could just say, because Adam loves
a
movie.
Come on, let's go and watch a 3D porn film. I'm like, well, you don't know I'm going to have a wank to it, anyway. And you're like, yeah. And then I get there, and you're like, but wait, what's wrong with it, dude?
I can see you with your fucking toys and your juice.
It's crazy.
Just, yeah, okay, just
I can't see it catching on, to be fair. Not in cinemas. Maybe once everyone's got a 3D telly, then you will get in the pubs. People
go mad in China, obviously. I don't think 2.7 billion, that's not just people going to see it just for the sake of it. I want to see what this looks like. That's people like, this is a revelation.
No.
Check this out. I'm going to go and watch. I saw Jackass 3D last year, and they're pooing
they're
on each other.
Poos
and
pooing that.
And shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know.
What's different?
Now, they're like, oh, some porn on the corner.
Yeah. There you go. Well, Bill, would you recommend then a 3D porn film?
Not with your mate.
Just to one ticket.
That's when you want to be like, ashamed to go and buy one ticket to the cinema. People are like, yes, give me 2 tickets though, because I'm going to need to use the other one for mopping up.
Why two?
Huh? Why two?
I'll use the other ticket to my
pub. To my pub.
I completely missed out. I'll go, what? Go in the next one and just someone's wanking it, just tie it up.
I made this mess about 20 minutes ago. Good film though,
yeah. Like, watch this bit.
Watch where she poos in his eye. That's crap.
Poo in the eye.
What
dangerous, porn do you watch?
Dangerous business. What sort of porn do I watch? You don't want to know, mate.
You shouldn't watch porn, kids.
Black market. No.
It's not good for you.
May you go blind.
Bit of entertainment news.
Entertainment news?
Billy.
Ed.
Got a 10-foot willy.
Show it to the girl next door.
What happened next?
Well, she thought it was a snake. She's here with a rake.
Why did you have a rake?
I don't know, but that's only 4'4". What a shame, mate. 4'4" penis. Imagine me crying my eyes out in the fucking playground with kids singing that song to me. I've got a 4'4" penis. I was 6 years old, I was only 2 foot. I've got a 4'4" penis. What the fuck?
You had to fold it up in a briefcase.
That's it.
We'll come out of it all
day. That's one of them little nursery ones. I don't know, yeah, everyone...
I wouldn't call it a nursery rhyme, Bill,
isn't it? That is a nursery rhyme. If you know, if anyone of any age knows anyone called Billy, then that song has been sung about. And, you know, I'd fucking... I'd chew him up. I'd start singing it. Look at everyone singing.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'd stand there like, oh God, I'm crying. No, I'm not crying.
Tiny penis.
It's 4'4". Hang your washing on that, bitch.
So, Bill.
Ed.
Your favourite show?
Yeah, my favourite show.
X Factor.
Everyone loves your mum.
Everybody, How I Met Your Mum. Everyone knows How I Met Your Mum. The X Factor.
Yes.
Oh, we watched a little bit.
You can't wait for it to come back, can you? No, you've been watching.
What did we watch earlier?
Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, fucking
two different shows, Billy.
Really? Yes. Are they all? Who's the judge on X Factor?
That's what the whole story is about. New judges.
Okay, so I've heard Cheryl Cole. She's gone.
She went to America and she spoke like this. No, the door. And they went what? Don't want to say what she's saying. What? It's true. Don't learn your pet. What? No, she's dead. Get out. That's what they did. Literally, that's what they did.
They tried to put her in a cunt, didn't we? We won't have it.
No, we ain't put her. She's alright.
We like her.
Bless her. She did punch a bathroom attendant once, but we don't have that. She didn't run no one over like a certain Miss Berry.
Hallie. Hey.
Cunt. But no, yeah. No, she'll go. She's gone.
She's gone. So she's quit.
She's dead.
She's dead.
They killed her.
I bet. A cow. He is like a secret, like.
He did, he turned around and he said, you're not doing American X-Factor no more. She went, hey, get out. He went, what? What are you talking about? Get out.
Yeah.
And when he said get out, doesn't mean get out of the country.
Yep.
Get out of life. That's what he meant.
Motherfucker.
Simon Cowell wants someone dead.
Has he got something against Northerners? What?
He does say it against people.
So if he gets bored, one of people with a problem with people.
He hates people.
He lives in a zoo just to surround himself by animals.
He does, and he makes them sing.
Oh, singing animals.
If they can't sing, makes them leave life.
Leave life.
It's a new saying, man.
Is that Simon Cowell? That'd be a new t-shirt.
Leave life.
Picture of his face. Simon Cowell, leave life.
Leave life. Just go. Leave the life. Don't go to country.
Yeah.
Don't go home.
Mm-hmm.
Leave life. Don't kill yourself. Leave life.
You think Alan Sugar's bad enough? You're fired. Mate, you ain't even hired me yet. How the fuck can you fire me? You ain't given me a job. I'm here for an interview. You can't fire me from an interview.
Yeah, exactly. You're fired, Greg. Well, I don't think it's down to you to say that.
I'm unemployed. I've still got a job. I'm here on an interview.
I'm unemployed.
Yeah. I'm on sick leave at the moment. I don't even know I'm here.
Alan Sugar's just going to go, leave life. Leave life. Fuck.
Yeah, and they just fall, the trapdoor just goes and they're off into a big fucking...
Don't you open that trapdoor, because Simon Cowell is down there.
You are an orchestra, aren't you, really?
An orchestra. Leave life, man.
Man, fuck you, you can't say that.
I know, I'm not.
That's low, man.
Live life, man.
No, that's fucking harsh.
It's harsh. But now she's gone. No one can find her.
Mm-hmm.
America don't like her.
Nope.
America don't like her.
She's over in China making 3D porn. That's what she's doing.
That's why it's so popular. People love it.
Yeah.
So what they did, they had to get new... What's the word? Judges.
New Cheryl Cole.
I was like, new Cheryl Coles, they need to replace her.
Mm-hmm.
So they have Lou Walsh, he's just coming back.
Oh, fuck's sake.
He needs the papers.
Fuck off.
Because he's there with him and Jedward.
He should leave life with Jedward. Right? And Justin Bieber, fuck off and have a dirty little orgy.
Oh, I don't want to see that for you, Nick.
No, we don't want to see that. We don't want to see that at all. I want to see that in 2D.
No. But that's it, you know, they got him.
Okay.
You know, he's just normal.
Yep.
Yeah, he's back.
Who?
Lou Walsh, he's stuck to that chair.
Is he fucking normal? He's a cunt.
He's a little potatoes! Jedward potatoes! But then, they've got in Gary Barlow. Mr. Take That.
He is Mr. Take That, isn't he?
He's Mr. Take That.
If there was a Mr. Take That, it would be Gary Barlow.
Yeah, not Robbie, not Jason.
Nope. Not he Mark. Writes all the songs, doesn't he? Gary Barlow. And whatever parts that Robbie writes, just you can tell Robbie writes them because he's talking about, I don't know,
TK Coke. TK Maxx is best. Jackson's is a mess. Get your bucks. That's what they do. That's what
they do. Is that their new song? New release?
No, that was Roombox by Rob Williams.
That was what?
You've not heard Roombox by Rob Williams?
Roombox?
Get your Roombox.
No? What, he talks about TK Maxx?
Yeah! Billy!
Adam!
Billy! Get your Roombox.
Seriously.
You've not heard Roombox? This is Roombox by Rob Williams, right? This is when he tried to be kind of cool. And he...
Oh, sounds like...
Get a bit of techno, man! Spears. Bit of electro techno! Come, Bill. Come, Bill.
Okay, then back to basics, grab your shot toes and your fat
laces. Yeah.
He didn't write this.
He did?
No. How much? He was given £80 million.
Wait, to do this. I don't know whether he's taking a piss or not.
He's taking a piss out of the company that signed him. That's what he's done with this. That is a fucking piss take. If he come into my...
He did this a good couple of years ago.
If he come into my office, I was like, Robbie Williams, I've got him on my label. Look who I've got, Robbie Williams, one of the biggest selling fucking male artists in the whole of fucking England.
But he's sung this
forever. And he come in and he's like, I've got this new song for you, Bill. It's called Roombox. But, oh, okay.
Here we go, look, he starts getting into some proper spinning lyric, man.
No, he don't.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then back to spaceship, take on pills, fuck the matrix. Oh, you swore. Shaky PlayStation, three stripes, not the A6. ADIDAS, old school, this is the best. TK Maxx costs less. Jackson looks a mess. There you go.
Jackson's looks a mess. I thought you were picking Jackson's up.
No. Jackson's is a mess, man.
I bet no one bootlegged this.
This song got done quite well.
No,
you
can't.
You listen back now, it don't sound that bad.
No, it doesn't.
It seriously doesn't.
That sounds really bad.
No, it doesn't.
No,
compared
it sounds
to some of the shit.
Really, really bad.
Bad as in good, yeah?
No.
Yeah, man, this is fucking shit, man. This is what he does, yeah? He's taking the piss out of society as a whole, yo. He's getting some proper beats flowing, yeah? And he's talking about TK Maxx. I shop at TK Maxx.
He didn't write this.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, I shop TK Maxx, man. If he's talking about that, I know I'm going to get some shit, yeah? I know, fuck Jackson.
Look what this song's done to you.
I'm fucking gone, man. I'm going to stop me to do this shit, man. Yeah, man, he's talking about landmines. He's from Stoke-on-Trent, right? His boy is badass. His boy is badass, man. He's gonna sort you rats out, yeah? Him and his mate Johnny Wilkes.
I'll tell you what, this is some cheap pop rap. That is that.
She bought, well, like Vanilla Ice, man. Me and my ass baby, yeah?
No, that was, you know, that's a little bit different.
Hey, blah, blah, yeah, man. It was all shit, yeah? It's all the same, man, yeah?
But, yeah, but you can listen to that.
Hey, leave
like,
life,
yeah,
man, leave
but
life.
I'll tell you what.
Hey, hey, hey. Leave life, man. No one gives
a shit.
You
can leave life,
man.
Right? Leave life.
Right? Bollocks, man. You
come
round
here,
you come
round
here, you come round here.
And then
fucking, yeah,
we listen to it, right? Yeah, okay, Vanilla Ice. A little bit funny, because we'll have a laugh and we listen to it.
This is fucking
you
awesome,
hear this?
Man.
That's
Robbie
fucking
Williams
shit.
Robbie Williams Roombox, man. He's got that fucking power, man.
No, that's
take
shit.
The shit out of you, yeah?
That's
he
shit.
Said, yeah, man. This is what we've got to do. We've got to take the things and we got to mix it up. And people will look back on this in years to come and they'll be like, yo, bruv, this is what we got to do.
He didn't write a word of that.
Of course he fucking is. Shit.
It's shitter than shit, though. You know, Robbie Williams can write shit lyrics. He can't write that shitter lyrics. That's too pop, okay? He's a little fucking puppet in that song.
He wrote that. He was a bad man, man.
No, I'll have to check that out.
Well, then you'd be very, very stupid, because he did write it, right? He's a bad man, he wrote that shit, yeah, because he's from Stoke-on-Trent and he does it proper badass, man.
Nah.
He's from the block.
He's not from the block.
Robbie from the block, man. Robbie, Mr. Blobby from the block.
It's you from fucking Blobby Block.
You sit down there, he give me some weed, we said, go, hey man, yeah, you're so fucking cool. Goes, hey, from the Rude Box, yeah?
As the Rude Box. I reckon that song was written by Richard Blackwood. What? That's how shit that song is.
Mr. Blackwood, man, he's in strict musical now.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, he's in it. That is shit.
We'll get some Richard Blackwood on, man. He was always a bit of Richard Blackwood. Mama used to say, make
look, Richard Blackwood, right, used to be on MTV. He was a fucking legend. The geezer was a fucking legend on that. Used to love that. Right, used to get home from school, that used to go on. Yeah, Richard Blackwood. What was the name of the show? Select. MTV Select.
That was it.
Yeah, and that's what it was all about. And then he started doing this. I was like, well, okay, yeah, he's still making me laugh. And I see him in Ibiza. Full of cheese.
He was awesome.
Hey, full of cheese.
In the man, baby.
Can I hear this?
No, I'm not.
See, if Richard Blackwood, right, could make his money doing silent movies, he'd be a millionaire, and then I'd think, Geezer's a genius, he's funny as fuck.
Do you know what you could do?
Go on.
Make money doing silent podcasts.
Leave life. Silent, what? Are you on Blackwood's side?
You.
Fuck you.
Silent podcast, Billy motherfucker.
No, Blackwood.
Just tell you what, I just hear you leaving life.
Look, because you're all scared of his gangster pals.
Leave life, Bill.
They're on you.
Leave life.
He's at the message of Blackwood and his mates.
Leave life, man.
There you go.
Boom!
Leave life.
Blah, blah. Just like New Bounce. The little Britain's Got Talent crew.
New Bounce, is little that because the kids broke?
Little G's.
They are little G's.
They're picking it up, man. He's got. He's sitting. He's like. They're all like polite on camera behind camera. Like, fuck you, man. Fuck you.
Yeah, you know they're all ghetto.
I'm ghetto shit. Yeah. I saw Tate the Block the other day. Watching all those South London kids talking. That's how they talk.
Yeah.
That's how they talk.
Is that why you've been talking like this?
No, I just do a very good impression.
You're doing an impression.
Yeah, man. What are you talking about? Fucking blah blah. Blah blah.
What?
My name's Mayhem. Yeah.
Oh, is that someone out of Attack the Block?
We used to think of some new ghetto names for me and you.
Ghetto names?
Yeah. For the podcast. What could you be called? What could I be called? People take it seriously. It would be like...
I can't even think ghetto. We've got to give a ghetto name.
Big B.
I'm not ghetto, man.
Big B.
Big B.
Fat B.
I would be Big B.
I'd be Fat B.
I'd be Puny Bean B.
You'd be like the Jap string. Jap side string. Billy.
What? That ain't G.
What's the string in between your belly?
The string between your belly?
Yeah. Banjo string Billy.
Banjo Bill.
Banjo string Bill. What's the little guy called? What's that called? Get out, man. Badass motherfucker.
It's gonna be Big Perm.
Big Perm?
That's
Big Worm.
Yeah.
But we were talking about something before we went off on it. X Factor, yes, so Gary Barlow.
Is that where we was?
We was at Gary Barlow.
Oh, right, just because Robbie Williams is such a cunt.
Yeah, so Gary Barlow's there.
Yep.
Yeah, think he's alright? Think he could judge people?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely, yeah, about that. I'm not a big, massive fan of the music. The geezer, right, he knows how to write a song and...
He knows what it's all about.
Yeah.
He knows what it's all about. He'd be there, I know what it's all about. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, hey, you, I know what it's all about, yeah?
Yeah.
Sing some good tunes.
Listen, right, he's got Mark Owen.
Hello, my name's Mark Owen.
Yeah. Could have been a second-rate footballer, just because of the name. Right. Jason Orange.
My name's Jason Orange.
Yeah. What the fuck would he do with his life?
I'd work as a grocery person.
What was the other one's name? Howard. Howard what?
Howard. Never forget where you're coming from.
That was beautiful.
That's beautiful, man.
Howard, just run in, sang the song.
But yeah, no, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I keep going black. Yeah, or something, yeah. But no, yeah, so also got Kelly Rowland.
I like Kelly Rowland.
You like Kelly Rowland?
You know, I love
Kelly Rowland. I love it, that Kelly. I tap that ass.
I'll tap that.
fuck Beyonce, I'd tap that Kelly Rowland there. She was in Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah, not such a great actor.
Actress.
But, whatever.
Freddy Got Fingers versus Jason.
Freddy Got Fingers versus Jason. Getting bummed.
That's a mashup I want to see. Freddy Got Fingers versus Jason.
Yeah, is that a 3D porno you'd like to see?
I would see 3D. I ain't not seen that. Spooky shit.
That shit again.
But does she want there to be there? But Gary Barr, like you said, he can write some music. He knows the doorway.
Yeah, no, he's a great judge. Oh, is he between the two?
No, she's in it. Yeah.
Oh, they both are.
Yeah.
I would be in there.
There's one more going to name in a minute, but Kelly Rowland, she's.
I probably
want. She wasn't even a lead singer of Destiny's Child. She was. No. Second beyond,
but they can all
Beyonce's
sing.
Bum.
They can all sing. Whereas take that,
yeah.
There you go.
Leave life.
Yeah, leave. Leave life. Take that. Fucking leave life.
And then last one. Talusa, Constantutukutukutu.
Oh yeah.
Both.
She makes pasta, didn't she?
Both for end dubs.
Oh. Ah, the good
you
one.
You know, you want to see a picture of her? Do you know what she looks like?
I think I can remember. Show me a picture of her.
Talusa.
See, she's very, very attractive.
She's a pretty little girl.
That's a bit perverted.
Well, she's only about 21, she ain't old. But she hangs around with cubs. She's got a good pair
one
of tits.
One of them's her cousin, isn't she?
She's got a proper pair of tits. Dappy and Fraser.
Yeah.
Made
myself laugh. No, weren't you? It was the names.
Daffy and Fraser. Yeah, she's part of end up. Look, these fucking Muppets. Look at them. Bunch of cunts. There you go. We're not having a cunt cupboard this week. Mm. But I'm putting Daffy in the cunt cupboard anyway.
Just going to chuck him in there?
We'll just chuck him in there. We're not having nominations or nothing because we didn't think of any. But I've just seen his face. Look at him. Mm. His little pencil and star. His little Daffy hat.
And the glasses. Does he need glasses?
No.
Oh, Fraser!
Did he get a prescription for them glasses? No, I don't think he did.
Check Fraser out, okay? Right, he's wearing...
He's missing a finger.
He's wearing a sports hat. He's missing a finger. He's got some shades on. And he's just jumped off of his horse because he's wearing a cowboy neck scarf.
I had a tracksuit like that in 1992.
Is that like an American thing? Like Crips and Bloods? They wear these...
No, it's a cunt thing.
It's a cunt thing?
It's a cunt thing. So, can we just make it official? Cunt cupboard.
Daffy. Yeah.
Daffy, are you
actually going to be? Is that going to be chucked in there?
We're doing it.
Yeah. It's done.
We're doing it. We're not even doing nominations.
Daffy, I'm afraid, mate. You're not allowed to leave life. You have to go in the cunt cupboard.
It's even worse.
You don't, because in the cunt cupboard, even when you die, you stay in the cunt cupboard.
Run over by Halle Berry.
Oh.
You get chinned by the weasel.
We had to take away that little pedal car.
Yeah, but she made one out of matchstick and something.
And something. And
and something.
And,
yeah,
she tried to run over Peter Andre.
Yeah, it's not that bad, but she's got to stop doing it.
We should have let it happen. We should let her. We should put a little car in there.
We can't be traffic. We can't become traffic cops, can we? We can't keep doing it. We need to just let him get on with it. But yeah, so Dappy is going in the cunt cupboard.
Sorry, Dap, stop.
Close that door, Bill.
Dappy's got a dirty nappy.
But so, yeah.
That's the door closed right there. Little explosion. We like to put explosion on the door. Scares all the other ones. Wakes them up. It's just dark in the cunt cupboard. Right? The lights are off.
They wish they could leave life.
But you can't, I'm afraid. You live there for eternity.
Eternity. That's a Paul Williams song. Eternity.
Sing some more.
Get your root bugs, leave life.
Get your root bugs and leave life.
And yeah, so well, I hope you kind of understood the four judges that I just announced.
Yeah, that's where we started.
And that's where we're going to end.
Nice. The podcast,
Bill.
Brello.
Billy. Billy Ball.
Bash.
Bash to Billy Ball.
Bash. Bash.
Phil, so if I said name of film,
right, Shawshank Redemption,
that involved a pie and someone fucking it,
mm-hmm,
what do you think?
Dude, where's my car? Where's the 6 years pile? Where's my car?
Where's the car? I'm gonna go fucking the car. Fucking the bank. I'm gonna christen this car.
He's pie. Used to fucking the car. Send Roger.
Do you remember the film American Pie?
I remember the film American Pie.
Remember the other films? The American Pie 2 and 3.
1, 2 and 3.
Ignore the other ones.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. Band Camp and...
Yep. No, fuck
Bait House and Book of Love and...
Seriously,
Dad? They had like 5 or 6 of them.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah. But nothing to do with the first
one. No, it's 1, 2 and 3. Yep.
With Stifler.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other guy's name?
Jim.
And the boring guy.
Too boring, guys. Boring as fuck.
Oh, it's just serious. To the next step. Shut up about the next
step. Oh, yeah. Toasting. Fuck off, prick. I tell you what. If we were sitting down, like a group of us, four mates, sitting down having a beer, and someone stood up, they'd probably get beaten up by the other three.
They would. We'd
hang
around.
Dick. Just about
to take it to the next level.
Grow up, pet.
He says that, what? Tosser.
Tosser.
Tossers. But now you remember the first one. The first one was a classic.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
About what? 98, 99.
Yep. I think ran. How old was he? 98, 99.
Yeah, about 99, I think it was.
Long time ago, man.
And the third one came out in 2002. The Wedding.
The Wedding.
Yeah. Were they making a fourth one?
Same characters.
Yep, they're all going back.
A few years on, yeah.
So they're making American Pie, American Reunion. Kind of says it all, doesn't it?
Would it be anywhere else? It would be Brazilian Reunion, would it?
Well, no, because they're called American Pie.
Afghanistan
American Pie reunion. 2, American Pie 3, the Wedding.
Yeah. American Pie, American Reunion.
Yeah.
Because the other
ones... Oh, it'd be called American Pie Reunion.
Because the other ones were elsewhere.
There was one in Argentina.
Yep.
When they got their kidneys taken out.
Oh, right.
Seen
yep.
that one?
On the black market.
Yep.
Remember that.
There's one when they were in Thailand.
Yep, and they bought the baby. Yep.
They got fucked by a ladyboy.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Love that.
They come together.
Yep. I come in your bud, you come on the floor.
Yeah. There was one in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
They went to the outback.
Yep. Rode kangaroos. Cool. They're back.
Killed each other.
That's it. And now they're all back from the dead. It's Ghost Town. American Ghost.
Boom.
It's a theme tune,
right? It's a theme tune! But yeah, they make American Reunion.
Yep.
And they got all the people back. They got Jason Biggs back.
Yep.
Sean William Scott.
Yep.
Stiller.
Mm-hmm.
Alison Hannigan.
No,
Michelle.
Idea. Oh, Michelle.
Thomas Ian Nicholas. Boring guy.
Boring. Is that number
boring!
One? Boring!
And you've got Chris Klein.
He's the other boy.
He's right? The one who goes,
Oh, big! What's his name?
Oh, his name is Oz Striker.
Yep, what's his name in real life?
Chris Klein.
Chris Klein. Thank you, my man. You're a cunt.
Ooh, we could be moving on to something soon, very soon. I see something in the future.
And just coughed up a hairball. Stop licking the cat.
They got Tara Reid coming back.
She Nadia?
No, she was the boring guy. First boring guy's girlfriend.
Oh, her?
Yeah, she's only...
The one out of American Beauty?
No, she's coming back as well. Though.
Oh, what? Oh, they're all coming back.
They're all coming back.
They're all T-100s, aren't they? All being sent back from the future.
He's coming back, Shermanator.
Of course he is.
But yeah, so what do you think about that? I think it'll be quite cool.
I'll give it a watch.
What's a 10-year reunion?
Yeah. It's got, you know...
We'll watch it because we'll be like, hey, we watched it when we were teenagers. And we're like, yeah, that's what we're doing now. And then
it's our generation, man. Same as...
But they make it out as if they're really, like, ultra, like... None of them will come back drunk and... lost a leg,
and they're all going to go and have a party.
It's all glamorous. It'll all be nice. It'll all be like, oh, I loved you back at school, man. My feelings coming back, man.
Is that Jason Biggs? Is he back with a band camp?
No, he did, didn't he? So unless they're going to have him divorced and meet up again, I doubt it. They're probably just keeping together.
Yeah.
He just ended up getting some silly, fucking cocaine.
There's
going to
be a lot of instruments involved in a sex scene.
Big wishes.
Mm-hmm.
Why is nobody fuck with a trumpet anymore? Why am I the only one? Stick up your ass!
It's a sweet song.
See, man?
Music, man.
Do you like him? Do you
ever
think back
really.
At films?
Nah, I can't remember that far back.
Do you like these kind of films? Like the old teenage sort of like road trip? Dude, where's my car?
Do you like road trip
kind of films? Do you like Road Trip?
No.
Road Trip's awesome.
Nah, I do not like Road Trip. It's the little geezer in it.
What, with his really skinny guy?
The one
DJ Qualls.
Is that his name? Mm. With the hair.
They've all got hair.
Yeah, they've all got hair. But you know, the hair.
The hair.
The hair.
Type it in Google.
Yeah, it's like it's like Uncle Fester's hair. He's got a big fucking mullet on him. Sort of looks a little bit like...
You do know Uncle Fester has no hair.
Who's cousin it?
That's
the one.
Muppet.
No, the Adams family.
Yeah, Uncle Fester was bald.
Not the Muppets.
Who's all that Muppets for?
You said the Muppets.
You're Muppets.
You're fucking Muppet.
You fucking Muppet. You slag. What a slag.
What?
Slag.
Who's
slag? Slag. Okay.
Yeah.
Slag.
So this one with all the hair.
Slag. Dead air, Bill. Come on, yeah.
Yeah, this one with all the hair. You're a fucking twat. Adam Barker.
No, I'm listening.
Adam Barker.
I'm listening.
Yeah, that one with all the hair. That's the one we're talking from. The one from Road Trip.
There's still beer in that box, and the cat's decided to go in the habitat, isn't it? Oh,
didn't like that, did ya?
Cat's a fuck you! Take the beer out and let me go crazy. Oh.
I'm so sorry, you guys can't see this. Anyway.
Spastic cat.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, that's what, yeah, I did like Roger. Dude, where's the car? That was good. Okay, so you watch it a couple of times.
Kind of gives it away the title, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Gives away what the film's about.
And then it is, dude, where's my car? And it's silly stuff.
Which kind of, dude?
Which, you know, you watch as a teenager, you think it's kind of funny.
Stoner comedy.
But, you know, it won't be a very good musical, would it? You couldn't imagine them two doing it as a musical. Day in, day out. Dude, where's your car? Dude, where's my car? Dude, where's your car? Dude, where's... Dude, I tell you what, dude. You're doing my fucking nothing.
Dude.
Sweet. Yeah, exactly.
Dude.
Sweet. When they first done that, fucking hilarious. Jokes get milked. And a cow, alright? leave the tits alone, please.
Ain't no comedy cow.
Yes. Don't milk that shit.
Don't milk that shit too much. Just get sperm. No, not from a cow. I just realised when I said that. It couldn't make any sense because cows don't complete sperm. These cows are all females.
Ed knows this from personal experience.
How's that?
Nice noises there.
I'm really confused what we're talking about.
We're talking about America Pie, I'm looking forward to it. I'd like to see it.
I think it'd be good.
But I would like to watch it,
April next year it's coming out.
April?
Yeah, so you've got a year to wait.
Okay.
So they're obviously like doing it all now, but that's interesting.
As long as they don't ruin it, you get.
But can you really ruin something which is not even that great?
Yeah. What about old mate? He's definitely going to shake me stiff as mum again, isn't he?
No, do you reckon they might leave that bit out?
Nah.
She was well old now. She was a MILF then, now she'd be like, oh, she's suffering.
Yeah,
fat.
But...
droopy.
Yeah. Photoshop.
In a movie?
Well, that's fucking airbrush that shit.
Airbrush, yeah. It still won't look great. It'll look a bit shush.
That's what I can do with that.
Another remake. Well, yeah. Devil was a remake, that was a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
The 1990 classic Total Recall is being remade.
Yeah?
Get your ass to mods! Without the Termus, mate, the Sperminator.
So why are they remaking that? That was a good film. Does it need to be remade?
Yeah, it's a good little story. I reckon you could remake it. They got
little story.
Colin Farrell taking over the hero role. So he's going to be a new Arnie.
Yeah.
So they're obviously going to change it because he's half the size of Arnie.
Yeah.
And then you got Kate Beckinsale.
Nice, I like Kate Beckinsale.
Yep. And then you got Jessica Biel.
She's
got two good looking women.
Yep.
It's been directed by the guy who... been directed by the guy who done Underworld.
Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale's husband.
Yep.
So, yeah. But Bill Nighy's just jumped on.
I like Bill Nighy.
So he'd be quite good.
He's pretty good, I like him.
Total Recall's a cool little film, man.
It is a good film. What do you think? Did it ruin it?
I think it could
have been just left like that.
I think you can remake any Schwarzenegger film, yeah, and it won't feel like a remake because Arnold Schwarzenegger is weird. Yeah. His films are just weird, right?
Yeah.
You can't say, oh, you can't better an Arnold Schwarzenegger film. No, because nobody's like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Get your ass to Mars. Demi Craig!
He's a cool voice, man.
Yeah.
What's he doing? He's been a cunt cupboard. What the fuck?
Peter Andre's escaped.
He's on the telly giving a fucking interview. You motherfucker.
He's getting pants thrown at him. Because every woman out there that likes Peter Andre's is slaps.
There she is.
Smell my knickers, Peter.
They're all witches. Vampires.
The witches. You ever seen the witches?
Never seen the witches.
Scary as fuck.
Yeah?
I'm pretty scared.
You're pretty scared?
I'm pretty scared right now.
You're going to have to show me it. Have you got this film?
I've got it somewhere. Charlotte watches it all the time. I'm going to get a trailer for you for The Witches.
It's not the blonde. Has it got a blonde bird in it? It's pretty hot. No, that's Hocus Pocus.
That is Hocus Pocus. Here's the trailer to The Witches.
Okay, let's check this out. Warner Brothers.
This isn't trailer breakdown. It's just Billy watching a trailer.
Oh.
Not breakdown.
It's broken down.
Anybody got any ideas how to fix it?
Oh,
hang on. The bird starts on someone's house. Incredible imagination of Jim Henson. Turns into those gerbils.
It's taken, yeah.
Let's just pause it and buffer. Because
buffer that shit.
For some reason, my internet decides to be slow today.
Slow today.
It is a slow day for the internet.
Very slow. Everyone back on PlayStation, aren't they?
Old PlayStation. PlayStation 1, they're all playing Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot.
I'm gonna bootleg. Crash Bandicoot and Bash Bandicoot.
that comes free with your monthly subscription to 3D Chinese porn.
3D Chinese porn. Bash Bandicoot. Little boy turns into a little mouse. Gets turned into a little mouse by the witches. The witches hate him. Kids, not mouse.
What's the rating? Age rating on this?
PG. The witches. There you go, bird dead.
Yeah, she's probably out of his family.
It's Morticia. Scary.
They'll fucking bold. You'll take their wings off.
Take their skin off.
Why do they hate this boy so much?
Because they don't like children. Witches hate children.
Grandma, it's me, Luke.
You turn a little mouse.
Mouse.
That's it, I just told you. Oh, look at that. Oh, spooky. It's a kid's film. These people are nightmares. It's like kids are kids eat and say it's kids.
It's fucking scary, isn't it?
There you go. Oh. Stuck in chips, see? Mouse and chips. Used to watch when I was a kid and get absolutely shit scared of the witches. But I did fancy her.
She's strangely attractive, isn't she?
You scared going, yeah, but oh my god, she's a very nice lady, I want to make love to her.
Yeah.
Adam, you're 10.
What's her name? Angelica Hans Houston.
Yeah. She was right in them days, not now. She's old.
I bet she looks like an Adam's family member now, doesn't
she's
she?
She's a dirty talking.
She looks like Uncle Festa with her wig off.
Nah, she looks like old and wimpy. Dead.
She dead, is she?
No,
she's just dead inside.
She's dead inside. Die inside. Die inside.
They look quite scary though. It said PG.
I'm scared.
They're like 15.
You should be scared.
I'm scared.
I was scared.
I'm scared.
I'm scared now.
I'm scared. I've got more fun.
He turned to a mouse.
Trailer breakdown. Gonna break down a trailer.
We're gonna watch a trailer. Billy's gonna watch a trailer for the first time. Could be old, could be new, could be made up.
Looks a bit old.
You don't even know what it is yet.
I don't know what it is. Actually, a green screen. It looks a little bit old. I've seen a couple before. That green screen has popped up.
Okay.
It looks a little bit old.
Right, well, here it goes.
Pal.
Enjoy this film. Talk for it.
This ain't gonna stop and load, is it?
No.
Oh. Walt, Walt Disney. Oh, so matey from. Yep. Not a fan. Not a fan of them two. Not a fan of them two. She's just got off a bus. She's in Chinatown. It's based in the '50s. It looks a bit of an old film.
Oh, I don't care. What do you feel like?
Okay.
I'm gonna go for a walk.
Right. So she's gone for a walk. It's raining. She's forgot what? Oh, she's left him a note. She's left him. He's all alone. Oh, duh. He's got to try and win her back. Because again, he's boring as fuck. Jason Segel. Got a face like a smacked ass. Amy Adams. Is that the stupidest? Kermit the Frog. Fuck off. And Miss Piggy. Jason Segel definitely had a play in this. It's written by him, innit? It's definitely written by him. He loves it. Thanksgiving. Okay, so we haven't had a movie like this before. Yep, the Muppets, a little bit of a showing going on.
Wow, that was an expensive looking explosion. I can't believe we had that in the budget.
Did you hear that? Muppets. It's time to tweet the Muppets. Is that coming out soon?
It's a Muppet movie.
Yep. Jason Segel. How big a part did he play in making that movie?
He wrote it.
He did.
He wrote it.
Yes.
He did. Amazing.
I'm guessing he grew up touching himself over the Muppets.
Who didn't?
Well, you know, Miss Piggy, she's a bit of a hottie, but not touchable work.
He was like, I just took over the far. So are you excited? Are you going to watch Muppet movie? I'll watch Muppet movie.
I'll give it a watch. You just, yeah, like I say, I'll have to watch a bit more of this geezer. That's the first time I've ever known that's what his name is, Jason Segel. He's in a TV show that you like.
How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Brother-in-law.
How I Met your best friend's mum.
How I Met Your Friends for a coffee down at Central Perk when we had a coffee, just like they did with our little TV show in the bar.
What's that?
That's what he's in, isn't it?
Well, How I Met Your Mother? It's much better than that.
It's the same.
It's better. It could be better. I think it could be
better. It's the same, right? But, you know, if it is better, it's because they're sitting around getting pissed and they're not sitting there.
Drinking coffee.
Yeah, this...
And every time I get drunk, it's like, she's drunk! You're drunk! Oh, fucking drunk every day! Get over it, man.
Yeah, I don't know, because you know, I've seen him in his sequel, in his sitcoms. A little bit predictable, you know. You can see the jokes coming. But everyone loves Raymond. I love that show.
You love everyone loves it. I love Raymond.
Do you, seriously? Now, I can see the jokes coming in there, but, you know, they are, it's pretty typical. Of like a family life, I guess. He gives the answers that the husband would give, that would want to give, but doesn't give them, you know?
I just thought I'd had a brother talks.
Oh.
Oh, Raymond!
Yeah! Not quite like that, but it was good!
Mom! Raymond! That's what I do, isn't it?
Is there.
Let's get Chinese in there. Winning!
Podcast.
Fuck's that noise you do?
Fire.
Billy, this is an outro. It's an outro.
Outro.
This is an outro.
Outro.
Which means...
It's an outro.
It's the end of the podcast.
An outro. Which means...
End of the podcast.
Outro.
Under the end...
For the what?
For the podcast.
For what?
What we just did.
What is this?
End of the podcast.
Or an outro.
Outro podcast.
For the podcast.
Outro.
It's a long outro podcast. Outro.
Outro. Outro. Outro.
Over an outro.
This podcast is leaving life.
Leave life, you motherfucker.
Leave life.
Hope you enjoyed it. Have you enjoyed it, Billy? Have you enjoyed
it? I always enjoy this shit.
Billy, I live for this shit, man. I don't know why you talk like that sometimes. Cause
you always go off on some random rambling and talking some very random accent. I don't know for what.
You talk like this, it's random, dirty, and crude. I don't like it.
You're bloody dirty bastard.
You're a dirty mind.
Live life. See?
Live life. It works in all accents. It works anyway.
It does, but it does sound very posh.
Say, live life.
Live life.
Live
life.
Live life. Hey man, just leave life here. Yeah?
See, that sounds a bit relaxed, but like,
you know, but you say that, but if they tell you it, it's done. You leave life, mate. Just leave.
Ooh.
Go.
Leave. Is life. That the end?
Leave life.
You know, like when people get their life flashed before their eyes.
Leave life.
Life.
Bang.
Leave life. That's deep. That's deep. That's what they should say. You know, like X Factor, they all gonna have to press their buzzers. You get four buzzers.
Yeah.
See which can.
Leave life.
Sorry, that was really loud. Okay, but I had to get that across, the message across there. And that would just throw them all off!
Leave life.
Instead of being and they're still singing away. Leave life, they're about.
It all goes dark.
And you hear a gunshot, and then the curtains close. Everyone's celebrating!
Yeah, God.
I think that's what we're going to think about this podcast. So, like, wish I could fucking leave this fucking podcast. This podcast and live life. But no, we're not. We'll be back next week.
Next week.
So, we're going to not leave life, we're going to leave for the week.
We're going to leave it, you know, hanging around. Okay, so you know,
listen,
we've got the noose, we've got a noose around our neck, but we're not ready to go just yet.
Yeah, we're teasing. We've got a couple of fingers in between the rope.
Yep.
So every time they go, fuck off. I'm still hanging, motherfucker. I'm ready to leave life here.
No.
But no, if you enjoyed this podcast, then there's things you can do to listen. You as a listener. Can do certain things to make the world better.
Yeah. I was going to say, if someone has a nomination for the Clunk Cupboard,
okay,
listen, you have to have a valid reason for it, okay? So if you have one, we'll put it in there. Chuck your suggestion at us. Yeah. We'd like to hear people's feedback. If a celebrity pissed you off,
chuck it at us. Because
nah, that would hurt.
Yeah, especially if you're not looking.
You're gonna catch someone.
And if you're driving, you chuck at me, you're gonna crash. You can make me leave life, and that we'll not be here.
That's just dangerous people.
Yeah. Learn some fucking responsibilities for yourself.
Yeah.
Stop blaming other people.
Don't throw stuff. Exactly. Okay, you can drop stuff, that's an accident, but if you throw stuff, that's on purpose. Don't be a cunt.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a cunt. If you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook at the Barker Podcast UK Network Group.
Pow.
Bang. You can find us on Facebook. But we're everywhere.
Just type our name in.
You see a little picture of us, it's like stupid.
Yep.
Picture of me. I think we've got the Oddcast Podcast picture on my profile. Billy's got him sucking off two blokes. You know, you can't miss it.
Listen, right? It's a Facebook profile. You want to know me?
It was 3D Paul. That's what it was.
You're not paying loads of money for that shit.
Yeah, you can find us on Twitter, Barker Podcast, with the round
thing. Twitter.
At Barker Podcast. This is easy, you find me, it's fine.
Yeah.
You send me a tweet, even if you send me a tweet saying, dick, I'll say, yeah, man, live life.
You find me anywhere, man. go to a local old people's home. Go and say, look,
robbing them up.
Where's this young fella that beats up all the old people and takes all their pension money? They'd be like, old Bill.
Yeah, old Bill. He's out of the corner, yeah. He's beating up old Marge.
Old Marge.
Old Marge.
It would be young Marge. Yeah. Old Marge.
Well, it'd be an old people's home. It'd be like, old young Marge over there, 19-year-old in an old people's home. Well, make sense,
wouldn't it? Like it.
Nice. Yes. But no, if you enjoyed this podcast, then I thank you for listening. Billy, thank you for listening. My cat is asleep on the couch. Thank you for listening. Even though you can't hear him, just we'll be quiet for a minute. You might hear him say so.
Meow.
Thank you. Wait. Let's see. No, yeah, he didn't say nothing.
He's a mute.
He's a mute cat.
Yep.
Mute cat. He's a mute cat.
A mute cat.
He's a mute cat. I don't know, he's got chalk all around his neck. Oh, you're looking at me now. So fuck you. I'm gonna sit.
It's a boxing cat.
I'm gonna lick my balls. You can't stop.
That's Adam, not the cat.
No, that was a cat.
Adam's gonna go and lick his balls.
And then cat balls.
He's gonna lick the cat balls. So what have we got?
What?
Come in. What have we just... Is this
the outro?
Ah.
We're going to do the intro in a minute.
We haven't done the intro yet. See? It's how we roll.
It's how we blow your mind. You'll be like, what? I don't know what's going on.
We're saying goodbye now. And I'm asking,
what the hell are we going on?
What's going on? I don't know. What's this? I don't know. Who's that?
Any last words, Bill, for the people out there listening through their headphones, through their computers, through the streaming, through the someone else's window, through this window right here, or just listening it through anything medium that you can listen through your ears?
Be cool. Don't leave life.
Don't. We don't need to leave
life. Because we will make you leave life.